Beijing sidelines local Guizhou anti-graft authorities in rare intervention. An unusually broad anti-corruption probe is sweeping through southwest China's Guizhou province, and this time, Beijing appears to be running it directly. According to insiders and official announcements, at least 18 officials under provincial-level management have been placed under investigation as of mid-April. People familiar with the province's disciplinary system told the Epoch Times that, unlike past crackdowns largely handled at the local level, China's top anti-graft body, the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection, has taken over many of the cases, with local authorities largely relegated to supporting roles. Sources say that central leadership is no longer relying on Guizhou's internal system to police itself. Instead, it is moving to cut local ties, prevent tip-offs, and push investigations from the top down. The probe has already spread across the province's judicial, health, finance, and state-owned enterprise sectors, and is now extending into city and county-level systems. The shift comes amid a broader trend under Chinese leader Xi Jinping, whose anti-corruption campaign has become increasingly centralized, aimed at tightening his political control, dismantling entrenched local networks, and reinforcing loyalty to Beijing. The individuals interviewed by the Epoch Times requested anonymity or used only their surnames out of fear of reprisal. Tightened grip over local discipline system. Liu, a source close to Guizhou's disciplinary inspection system, said the defining feature of this round of investigations is who is in charge. Many cases are no longer being led locally, Liu told the Epoch Times. The CCDI is directly handling them now. Leads are being handed down in batches, and the local authorities are just cooperating. He said a surge of reports from Guizhou was sent to central authorities between January and March, accelerating the pace of investigations. More than 3,000 public complaint materials were received, Liu said. The speed, from getting a lead to launching an investigation, is not something we saw very often before. Gu, who works within Guizhou's provincial system, said the cases have already led CCDI teams into the province's political legal system, financial sector, and major state-owned enterprises, with local bodies being instructed to assist. People outside may not realize it, but the CCDI has already effectively taken over the Guizhou Disciplinary Commission, Gu said. The secrecy level in this operation is very high. Many details are not accessible to local authorities. Even the provincial level cannot ask questions. Even the timing of public announcements is decided in Beijing. He added that this level of centralized control is unusual. Once investigative power is taken upward, the relationships that could once be coordinated locally are basically cut off, he said. The point is to sever those connections and prevent people from warning each other. Official announcements show that the first phase of the probe moved simultaneously into several major sectors, including the Provincial People's Congress, the judicial system, and the public health system. Among the most closely watched cases has been that of former party secretary and head of the Guizhou Department of Justice Yu Min, who previously served as deputy chief prosecutor of the provincial procuratorate. Probe expands across sectors and lower levels. A Guizhou resident surnamed Shi, who is familiar with the province's judicial system, said the probe is unfolding differently from earlier anti-corruption drives. They are not dealing with people one by one, Shi told the Epoch Times. They are combing through entire systems. Once they move, it often pulls in a whole chain of people. That is different from before. Recent official announcements listed several additional officials under investigation, including Pan Rong, Secretary General of the Standing Committee of the Guizhou People's Congress. Kong Deming, former Deputy Director of the Education, Science, Culture, and Health Committee. And Shi Yongzhong, a member of the Party Leadership Group of the Provincial Health Commission. One of the highest-profile cases involves Ding Xiongjuan, former chairman of Kuaichao Mutai Group, one of China's best-known liquor companies. Ding was placed under investigation in January 2025, less than a year after leaving Mutai to take up the post of director of the Provincial Market Regulation Bureau. Sher, who also has contact with people in Guizhou's state-owned enterprise sector, said Ding's former role went far beyond corporate management. That position was not just about running an enterprise, Sher said. It also overlapped with local finance and project funding. He said investigators may be examining how money and resources were allocated over time. Some problems cannot be understood in a short time, he said. You have to go back and look over many years. The probe is also moving beyond the provincial capital into city-level systems. Public records show that several department-level officials with ties to state-owned enterprises, energy, and finance have already been targeted, including Jing Yi, assistant general manager of Guizhou Financial Holdings Group. Luopeng, director of the Office of the Provincial Finance Department. And Zhu Qianrong, former chairman of Bijia Kaiyuan Construction Investment. Liu said the latest sweep has already reached many of the province's key posts. Departments like finance and urban investment control money and projects, he said. Once an investigation starts there, it is unlikely to stop with just one person. Some units have already slowed down. A lot of people are watching to see what happens next. More officials brace for fallout. Gu said that pressure inside the system is continuing to build. The probe has now reached multiple layers of government and sectors across the province, spanning prefecture-level regions such as Tongren, Qiangsanan, and Junyi. Officials from local people's congresses, government departments, and state-owned enterprises have all come under scrutiny. Right now, a lot of people feel uneasy, especially those involved in past projects, he said. They are all wondering whether the investigation will reach them. As the probe widens, more cases are likely to emerge. Some things will keep being dug up, Gu said. More people will be taken away later. Wang Yibo contributed to this report.